Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns lost, but Jerry Jeudy was outstanding. Can what? I say, let me say something. This is going to sound like sour grapes, and to some level it is. Leave it in Morgantown, guys. They were saying, just because his name is John Denver, and I'm imagine he's from
it's
Denver,
weird
Colorado.
To me. It's so weird to me.
Like I'm like it's, they were singing Country Roads. I go, no, that's Morgantown.
Okay,
that's not you.
Excuse me, even though we've been in Denver many times. Excuse me for not knowing this. Has this been a 30-year tradition?
I don't know. He's from Roswell, New Mexico. He ain't even from Denver.
Well, you know what comes from Roswell, New Mexico, right?
His name isn't even John Denver. It's Henry John Deutschendorf.
Come on.
Swear to God. So there's nothing there. Like somebody said, it's like, well, I mean, come on. His name's John Denver. I go, I don't care.
That's not his real name.
I'll change my name to Larry Cleveland, and I'll sing a song about Temecula, California. Are you guys going to say, come on home to Temecula over at Huntington Bank Field because Larry Cleveland sang it? No, you're not. So what is that going to do? No, leave it in Morgantown. That of all the things, that actually annoyed me. I go, no. That's West Virginia's
thing.
Well,
and they weren't all in on it. If you heard them when in West Virginia, Kenny, I've been in Morgantown.
I've only been there twice. And,
but
you worked there.
We've seen it on TV. When they do West Virginia, when they do that song, the entire place and then everybody outside the place is singing in unison. Yesterday, they teed it up as if that was a huge thing. And it was like a little bit of participation. It was not everybody.
Like, I'm like, just sing Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Or Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh. You can sing all. I mean, there's so many songs that you could sing. Why are we singing?
I'm
singing that for.
I am so with you. Now maybe somebody's gonna go, guys, we've been doing that for years. I didn't know if they had. I didn't know.
Okay, well, guess what? It's been dumb for years. Then don't do it. I'm telling you right now. Your if that's your tradition at the end of the third quarter, it's a dumb tradition. It's been dumb for years.
Furthermore,
I'm not anti-city things.
So MGK,
sure, it's a beautiful town.
MGK.
But whatever.
Oh, and you have to play music, so you should know this.
Yes.
MGK is doing his version of that song.
Yes.
And he did it on Big Noon Kickoff.
Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah, and he did it at. At Wait. West Virginia this
oh,
year.
Oh, not Rocky Mountain High. Yeah. You're talking about Country Roads.
Country yes,
Roads.
Country
okay,
Roads.
Okay, Country Roads.
He did it at the start of the, like, Big Noon earlier in the year in Morgantown, and then he had all the West Virginia fans with him until he did his version of it, and then they're like, we don't know this version. We don't know what to do now. you're doing new words.
Yeah, you got to do the. You
the
do
whole
the,
thing was bizarre.
You do the traditional version. That's how, that when they learn to sing it all together, they sing it in unison. They sing it with the traditional yes. version. Another thing that kind of it didn't bother me, but I knew it was going to bother a lot of people. But speaking of Hank Williams Jr., OD'd in Denver. Great song. You guys want to play that at the end of the third quarter?
Go
right on ahead. When they showed Logan Paul, I think it was, right at the beginning of the game, or right at the beginning of the opening of the actual show of Monday Night Football, I wrote down, they ain't going to like that. And sure as hell, they didn't like that, boy. I like Chris Stapleton.
I do, too.
But I saw Logan Paul pop up there. I go, well, that ain't going to sit well with him to start off
but
this night.
They've been done with, I got to be honest, Monday Night Football, if I'm watching it, I don't catch the whole intro and everything. So Hank Williams, that's they didn't bring that back or
no.
That's gone forever.
No. All my rowdy friends haven't been over for quite a few years now.
Not as rowdy?
No. He actually did sing a song called All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down. So, yes, they have actually settled down.
That's a continuation
they seem to be
of the
more
saga.
Into laid-back football games, yes.
Where were his rowdy friends on January 6th?
Okay.
Reckless speculation.
I think they were getting rowdy.
I knew you were going to do it.
And props and everything. Did the Judy trade once and for all vindicated?
What a seamless transition.
Once and for all?
Yes.
Seems like it is, right?
Can we just say this? Laser Eyes Barry.
He is so much better
Laser
than I thought
Barry.
He was.
Laser Eyes Barry. That's because, guys, hey, I ain't going to lie. Like, you guys are going to go, oh, bleep that can, and you're going to flip off your radio. Just listen to me here. He ain't going anywhere. So I'm going to try to, as of right now, and hey, if I got to turn this thing around and use it against him next year, I will. Absolutely. But right now, I have to try to put the best face forward here. He's coming back. So I got to try to talk myself, unless you guys really want me to, I can't sit there for 4 months, guys, and say how awful this has all been and how little confidence I have in him. I can't, guys, I like the football team. I love the football team. I want him to do well. I can't do, like, guys, there's so many things about Kobe Altman I didn't trust. And at the end of it, I'm going, talk me into Kobe Altman. And sure as hell, by the way, it's looking pretty good for Kobe Altman. I'll tell you that right now. So I want to believe. Sound like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Red Dragon. I want to believe. I want to see it. And for Laser Eyes Barry, I got to give him all the little things that I can give him. Like, hey, Michael Woods, 3 catches for 43 yards after horrific knee injuries. That was a nice thing to see.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good for him. I was
Did
happy
we see
about
Thrash
that.
Thrash with a couple catches?
Jamari Thrash with a couple of catches there. That's nice. Kadarius Toney was doing the electric slide. But other than that, you know, but he was just a practice squad guy that you picked up off waivers. I don't need to go after Andrew Berry for that. But I'm dead serious about this. With Jerry Jeudy, I told you when they traded for him, especially when they signed him. Because when they traded for him, and I was concerned about trading for him 2 years ago when it first got brought up, and go, man, he's bitching everybody's ear off out there in Denver. Do we want to bring that in? Do we want to do this? And they decided to take that risk. And I say, you know what, guys? It's such a year where it's damn the torpedoes. If he doesn't perform, you ain't going to give a damn, because more than likely you're going to be really mad at that quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I was right about that so far. But with Jerry Jeudy, I'm watching this and go, this is a number one wide receiver. This is legitimate number one. Like, you want to make the argument whether or not he's a number one on our team or a number one in the NFL. 9 catches, 235 yards. Sorry, you can't fart at that. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll say, as of right now, laser eyes Barry, because I got to get something to get excited about during this offseason, because he's going to be the one making the pick. I like the guy. I want him to do well. I don't trust him. So I got to find ways
maybe just trust him. Maybe trust him to make trades. That's it.
That's not another exactly problem. It's like, well, they didn't draft Jerry Jeudy. They traded for Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, I know.
Isn't it incredible? Not only you have Jeudy with that performance, you had the Amari Cooper, 11 catches, 265. So as good as Cooper's was... as good as Jeudy was last night, Cooper even had a bigger game last year.
Yeah.
And both of them were Joe Flacco and, in this case, you know, Jameis Winston. It's just absolutely insanity that could happen. If you were to draw it up to make Deshaun Watson look as bad as humanly possible as a football player, you've done it. You've given all the evidence you need. Hey, how could you do it? What is a way to make the trade look like the worst trade in NFL history? Oh, when he goes down... The guy that either comes off the street or the guy that barely even started the last 5 years comes in and then produces at such a high level that we're talking about whether the receivers are number one wide receivers that we're doing, in this case, was doing nothing beforehand. That's how you draw it up.
Well, one of them will live in the record books forever. Like, Jameis is going to be in the record book now forever. I don't know that 500 will ever happen. So when your kids... When Mason is 18 years old, he does not remember this season. He'll go back and look and see Jameis Winston's name there.
He's going to go, Papa, can you tell me about that fateful night in Denver where they were singing at least half-heartedly to John Denver?
People are telling me right now that that song is about Western Virginia and not West Virginia.
Right. Oh, that
says West Virginia.
There's a meme about it. There's a whole meme about whether or not that's the case. And that it just got swept up by the people in West Virginia.
Does it run through West Virginia? Yeah, it says crossing the Shenandoah River in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. That's in West, by God, Virginia. Listen, guys, West Virginia ain't got much. They got
this.
They got
this.
They got
the Greenbrier.
They got the Greenbrier, which we're out on the Greenbrier now, considering how the record is. And they got the Rough and Rowdy tournament where a bunch of hillbillies fight each other. Let them have the song.
Last night was the Greenbrier game. Sean Payton, Kevin Stefanski, the two guys that know the
Greenbrier
Waltz more than anybody else.
When you think about it, the defense missed a golden opportunity to do the Greenbrier Waltz.
We got to talk to Rodney.
That's why we're on the outs right now with Jim Schwartz. Lewis in Cleveland. Yellow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I had a question.
Okay.
I still got to figure out the Jameis Winston problem.
All right.
What if we gave him a lace-packed contract? Like, if he got $30 million and for every interception you threw, you lost $1 million. Take the season. Go for draft pick.
I don't want a guy afraid to throw the football.
He ain't going to be afraid because you see his arm. He throws the ball. The boy has a lace.
If I tell you you're going to lose $1 million for every interception you throw, I'm going to turn around and hand the ball off 1 million times.
Well, okay, he gets $32 million with $2 million of his guaranteed. Would he get $1 million this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he gets $1 million this year.
$4 million.
He gets $4 million this year.
Are you serious with this plan? You can't be serious, right?
Yeah, I'm being serious because these guys are money late. All day they want money.
Does Kevin Stefanski wear a money belt and hand it to him for each touchdown and then take it away for each interception?
No, just interception, because that's his problem.
Like a psycho when they take a $20 in ones and they put it on the table for a tip? Yeah.
What about Ted DiBiase, who actually just puts the $100 bills?
R.I.P. Virgil. Rest in peace.
If you lost $1 million every time you threw an interception, it would make you think, like, hey, I got to cut this out. I got to be more accurate.
It'd make me think some things. Yeah.
He's already got a higher spiritual body trying to help him with just what you're worried about. Yeah. So don't you worry. This is going to get fixed.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.